Welcome to the Meditation for the Economy. This is Phoenix, and you can learn more about our Project for Peace at www.messagesfromgod.com. Our intention is to transform consciousness regarding the U.S. economy and within the U.S. economy, the world economy, and within each of us regarding all things economic, all things financial, and to do so under grace. We do this morning, this evening, whenever you are tuning in, by opening ourselves up to be the divine vessels of peace, harmony, and prosperity who we are by divine right, to be the instruments of peace who we are. Before we begin today's meditation, I'm guided to share with you today's message from God. Page 164. As your soul grows, your ego shrinks naturally. As your soul grows, your ego shrinks naturally. You know, this seems like it makes such perfect sense, you know? But the question really is, as I read today's message, how do you grow your soul naturally? How does our ego shrink naturally? So let's break it down. Your soul, that entity within yourself that has no physical reality, is regarded as our spiritual part of ourself, our vital, essential part, the life force part of ourself, is associated with being the place of our moral nature. Moral as, not as a schoolmarm type of thing, but as the inner barometer, if you will, of our knowingness about right and wrong. And I share with you, it's not the right and wrong of society's right and wrong, because that oftentimes is guided by one's ego. Not always, but oftentimes, especially as we've seen in this economic crisis that the United States and virtually every country in the world is experiencing, that could not have happened unless people's inner compass was really being guided by their ego personality self. The moral that's associated with one's soul, that morality is the ability to distinguish right and wrong from a higher level, from a deeper feeling, to be aligned with your spiritual part. And the spirit literally means breath, as in the air we breathe, that life force. That's what separates this morality from that that's led by one's ego personality self, the one that is driven by that inner higher voice, the voice that we associate with the divine. This place of deep feelings, this place of life force, this vital, essential, core essence of who you are, even though it has no physical reality, and yet is within each of us. And so what is this ego part of ourselves? Well, we refer to it, you know, we can get psychological, but let's just take it as we know it. It's that part of us that has a tendency to be selfish, self-interest, focused on excessively on one's self or one's opinion about oneself. That's usually exaggerated. And it's also associated with that concept of being conceited, that exaggerated opinion of oneself. So it's all focused on me, myself, and I. That's the ego. That is your personality self versus your soul self. And by the way, that is also appears to be an entity without physical or material reality. And yet they are both part of our self and seem to be to be encompassed within our physical body temple. They're part of us. And we are told that the ego shrinks. That part, the ego personality, is the part that when we are too focused on self, trips us up. And that's where it happens naturally. The ego shrinks naturally when things happen, usually because the ego unconsciously set it up that ultimately sabotage the ego part of ourselves, and it starts to shrink because it becomes humbled. For example, in these current times where things got blown so out of proportion, people did things because they were immune from the reality, the laws of the universe, so they thought. And that, at some point, becomes a humbling experience when we thought we're above this law, not just human law, but spiritual law. When we act from a place of self-interest, well, I can do this. They won't know. I'm bigger than the law. I'll figure a way around it. At some point, at some level for each of us, and it happens to each of us in some level, we are brought back to a higher reality. When we think even to the place that I can put up with something, it's not that we did anything wrong, illegal, but even emotionally, we think we can put up with something. I can tolerate this injustice from others. But at some point, we discover, no, your body takes a toll, whatever your emotions is holding on to, your body may eventually create as dis-ease within yourself. And we discover, no, what we thought we could put up with, we could tolerate, we could rise above, as long as it was centered from a feeling of we could do this, from an ego perspective. It's oftentimes unconscious. Eventually we're told, we discover, we are humbled, because our body shows up, this, what we've been holding on to, fighting, if you will, acting as if we were stronger and had to put up the internal big fight. It shows up in a physical dis-ease. And that is humbling as well. And when we are humbled, when we've lost physical things, we have been hurt, we have received pain, and we received it deep enough, it seems, we seem to discover our spirit self. We are called back to our God self. We may find ourselves praying when we never prayed before, or we only did it to be socially acceptable. We come back to our essential self because, you see, it's always there, and we know it to varying degrees. And it's these times, like the times we're currently living through, that people have a greater awareness of their higher self, the part of them who always knew the truth, and for whatever reason, our mental part of ourself, our ego personality part of ourself, did our best to override and to ignore. And yet, we know the truth. And that's why our soul grows naturally. It is already there. It's not that we need to do anything, although we could. But you'll notice that sometimes the people who pray the most, but if they're not centered in praying from pure spirit versus ego personality, if you're praying to do or receive something, do not be surprised when it doesn't happen that way. When you pray for pure love and you follow that inner guidance, everything you could have ever prayed for comes true easily. Because you're praying from a knowingness of who you are, the natural, pure, vital, strong, inner, essential self who you are. This God, divine spirit who you are, who always is there and always is there to guide you. Sometimes we notice it as our intuition. That small, gentle, still, steady voice that always guides us and tells us exactly what to do. And so, know that life brings you infinite opportunities to grow your soul naturally. And part of this growing experience is to recognize that when you grow through Which, by the way, growing is simply a natural. It means by nature. So to grow yourself naturally is to acquire what's already within you. To simply be your birthright. It's innate within you. And yet so many of us forget, once the crisis has passed, we regain our inner stability. Sometimes we go on and we just recreate that situation again in a different forum, let's say, in a different area of our life. And so we may go through this growing physically, mentally, emotionally, outer emotional self portion through different parts of our life. And each time we may hit that wall and life gives us a life lesson, we are humbled again and we rediscover our spirit self. And at some point, we know this is our truth. It's not that we shrink from the world. We grow in the inside out. We grow from our inner self. We see the world from the inside out. We see the world from our spirit self. And we now truly arrived to that place, our natural destiny of true, authentic peace, harmony, and prosperity. You see, when we think we're gaining physical wealth and doing things to receive things and go, oh, this is peace, well, that is not real. That's man-made. The only real, lasting peace, harmony, and prosperity is spirit-driven. When we reside in our spirit, when we choose from our spirit, our friends, our possessions, our choices, we now are not creating what is colloquially called a house of cards that a breeze comes and it's knocked over or someone can step on. We create authentic peace, harmony, and prosperity that no one can take away, no matter what is happening in the physical reality of the world. We stay centered from this place, and we are always provided for, and life is filled with joy and ease and grace from this higher awareness. This is growing your soul naturally. You have the power at every moment, and you can take any life lesson as an opportunity to grow your soul naturally. And in doing so, realize it's not just that part of your life where that last life lesson occurred in. You have the choice to apply this soul wisdom to every part of your life. And when you do, you will truly know peace, harmony, and prosperity. With this message, I invite you now to join me in connecting with your soul. We go into meditation through our breath. And remember, the word spirit means by breath. So here we go. Perhaps extend your arms out, embrace your angel wings, be your angelic self, and breathe in to your heart center. Breathe in this life force, the breath of the divine, to connect with your divine center, going into the heart, the vital center of your being, with your breath. Take now 3 simple, light, easy, long, gentle breaths. Breathing in peace. See that light from your breath travel to your heart. Breathing in harmony, watching the light naturally flowing to your heart center. Breathing in prosperity, your natural core essence. As you breathe, focusing the center of your being, you perhaps see a light. Follow that light. The light of the divine that resides in you. And as you focus your attention on this light inside, breathing this divine breath into that light center, see this light expand. See it grow naturally, simply with your awareness that it resides inside of you. Notice the color. Whatever color it is, allow yourself to be consumed in this color. Allow this flame, this light, this brilliance within you to embrace every cell and atom of your being, simply by being one with the light. Feeling your feelings as you notice and focus on the light. Feel the warmth, no matter what the temperature is outside of you, inside as we focus on this light. Our body warms up from the inside out, and perhaps the outside external extremities, your toes and your fingers, they actually feel tingling as a cold. And you're simply distinguishing the inner from the outer as you warm up from the inside out. Breathing into this light. Breathing into your soul center. Feel that warmth. See and know this light is a light of love. Feel love. See love rising up within you, sending out rays as the sun outside sends out golden rays that we associate with health, joy, peace, brightness, healing, and growth. Whereas the moon sends out moon rays and beams that we associate with love, intuition, healing, feminine, nurturing, love. Even romance, all those emotions. And as we focus on our heart center, this is your time, really, to romance your heart, for you to fall in love with you. The higher you, the all-knowing you, the God essence who you are, the God creator who you are, this beautiful life force who you are. This is time for you to truly acknowledge the soul, the beautiful soul, who you are, the part of you that is never separated from the divine life force, the part of you who always loves you, no matter what you choose. You choose to listen to your spirit self, your higher self, your intuitive self, your God self, your soul who knows truly what is right for you. Or if you've chosen to listen to your ego self, the part who knew, who felt you knew how to do it, who thought you were bigger or better than perhaps another, stronger than another, who defied, sometimes knowingly, oftentimes unconsciously, your spirit self, your God self, universal laws. Your soul is always here for you. Romance your soul, fall in love with your soul for loving you so much, regardless of your choice. For your soul, unlike your ego personality self, is not selfish, is not self-centered, loves you whether you choose your soul or not, is always here for you. And quite frankly, only grows when you allow it to. It's not that it loves you any more or less. It just naturally grows when you honor it. Your soul has infinite love for you. So it's not a matter of loving you more or less. It simply grows when you honor the voice inside, and you choose to follow higher truth. And when that happens, the ego personality, mental self, simply shrinks naturally, because you now have a higher standard. Higher standard of what truly brings you peace, harmony, and prosperity. You have come to trust this voice inside, your God self, and you love it with your breath. You love it by choosing to listen and to follow and act on the feeling inside, this voice inside, the universal messages you receive, oftentimes from other beings, physical and immaterial, could be animals in nature, it could be a flower, it could be a way the birds fly. We learn to recognize the language of spirit. You see, those beings, unlike human beings, do not have this ego self, this personality self. There's no feeling that I'm better than you, or I know more than another, or I can be stronger than nature. They simply are, as if the whole universe has been created for us to receive the messages of spirit. And they're here to guide us, to help us choose the right answer, the path of higher knowing, the path of soul. And the more we focus and become aware of the feeling within us, this feeling right now, to breathe into your heart center. And recognize the feeling. Recognize the vibration. Recognize the color. Recognize the voice. The more opportunities you'll have to follow the right path, your right path, even if it flies in the face of what your friends do or say, what others seem to be doing or saying, you'll have such strength, real peace, for you know you are following the voice of God inside of you. You reside in this pool of pure faith, not shaky ground, not waiting for the next volcano to erupt or the earthquake to crack the ground you live and walk on. You reside in this pool of love, the sea of love that simply flows through whatever is happening out there, knowing you are always safe. You're always being moved forward. You're always provided with infinite nutrition and resources to grow, to live, to thrive naturally. Romance your higher self. Feel this love. Respond from this place of love inside of you. This all-knowing place within your vital center. Your soul center, your heart center. Feel this energy flowing every cell and atom of your being, flowing as pure liquid gold, every vein, every artery, every capillary, every meridian. And as it flows, simply dissolve under grace all other states of being, simply washing them away, melting them away, transmuting them, and filling you with love, pure soul love, love that's grounded in pure divine energy. See that pure golden white essence within your vital core essence now. Purity. Strongest element here, resides inside of you. And see the light inside of you shining, glistening, brighter than the most beautiful gem or diamond you have ever seen. Glowing, pure love essence. This is you. This is your true nature. Here at every moment, through every storm, through every crisis. Every difficulty you may ever face. And more importantly, is here even in the, in quote, good times. Your soul is here for you, has always been here for you, and will continue to be here for you, whatever you choose. As you focus on your soul center, there may be a few times where you feel like I'm still bumping into walls. Do not be dissuaded from knowing your higher truth. Simply a cleansing, simply a releasing. Allow your divine self, your divine breath, your divine will to work through whatever appears to be, so you may be truly one consistently with this truth, your true nature, your spirit self. And live your life in authentic peace, harmony, and prosperity. Now, dear ones, it's time to come back. Breathe into your heart center as we started this meditation. And bring forth this truth. Bring forth your soul self. See with each breath the light inside. This beautiful, clear, brilliant, bright diamond light filled with the energy of divine source, this golden white light radiating from your heart center, soul center, out in all directions as we breathe from the inside out. Peace. Harmony. Prosperity. Feel your body alive with this higher truth. And now, gently wiggle your fingers and toes and sway your head back and forth, welcoming yourself back into the world. As we call on Carla to anchor this truth within us now.
We are true, authentic love, peace, harmony, prosperity, and balance under grace. On, on, on.
And so it is. God bless. Namaste.